streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin along the Gulf Coast of Texas and northeastern Mexico, where officials say three people have now died from Tropical Storm Alberto's pounding rains. Storm surge has left some parts of Texas underwater. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Corpus Christi.
This street in the city now looks like a river, and with Alberto in the Gulf slowly creeping towards landfall, there is still time to dump rain and storm surge on parts of Texas.
Alberto's expected to weaken quickly and clear out tonight. At least two people have now died in wildfires that have destroyed around 1,400 homes and buildings in New Mexico. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
We are very concerned about the potential loss of life. We know that there are several people still unaccounted for.
Heavy storms in hard-hit Ruidoso are raising the threat of flash flooding. Another day of 90-plus degree heat will usher in this first day of summer in parts of the Northeast. The name of the game for Gerhard Arndt, a landscaper in Philly.
Just keeping cool, you know, maybe putting your head under a hose. Whatever you have to do to keep cool, it's super important right now.
The high there today, 93. In Bangor, Maine, it'll be 96. A new report shows we earthlings are using more fossil fuels than ever before.
Despite a record rise in the use of renewable energy last year, global consumption of the fossil fuels linked to climate change also hit a record high. Co-author Nick Waith of the Energy Institute.
At a global level, we're simply not moving fast enough.
He says fossil fuel use is falling in the U.S. and Europe. Most of last year's record rise was driven by China. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
The House Ethics Committee confirms it's reviewing allegations of sexual misconduct, drug use, and obstruction against Florida Republican Matt Gaetz. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The House Ethics Committee rarely even says publicly the sky is blue and water is wet. They put this statement out there as an indication they're taking this seriously, and that both parties signed off on announcing this expanded investigation.
Prosecutors in New Mexico say they have new evidence showing Alec Baldwin pointed his gun at a crew member and fired a blank round on the set of his movie Rust before the cinematographer was shot and killed. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The prosecution needs to be able to show that there was something unique in Baldwin's performance that proves that he was grossly negligent or reckless with the gun. It seems like they have video of him handling the gun too casually throughout the day.
Baldwin's manslaughter trial is scheduled to begin July 9th. S&P futures up 20. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was a few minutes of concern in the darkness of Racine's North Beach last night. At just after 9, dispatch got a call about a missing 4-year-old at the beach, and it wasn't known if he was in the water. He wasn't, and was found a short time later nearby. The toddler was okay. Rundown properties in Racine might be getting new life. Last night, a Racine County Board Committee gathered to discuss donating 15 properties to the City of Racine's Community Development Authority. The properties are in the Lincoln King neighborhood. The potential property transfers involves land with tax debts. A jet ski crash across the state line in Lake County Tuesday night resulted in the deaths of two young girls. The victims, aged 16 and 13, were riding a jet ski when it collided with a cabin cruiser being operated on Lake Marie. The Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Illinois Conservation Police are investigating. The end result is that the Kenosha County Executive has the authority to fire division heads at will. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman's veto to expand her executive powers has survived a veto override attempt. The county board failed to get the required two-thirds majority to override Kirkman's veto. Supporters called the move a plain and simple power grab, while Kirkman said it aligned with voters' wishes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A good night for the Brewers. Freddie Peralta.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 win over the Angels. After a couple of rough outings, the Brewers ace, Freddie Peralta, pitched 6 scoreless innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent. When his windup and delivery are consistent, his pace is consistent. Really proud that Freddie battled the way he did tonight.
It's the Brewers' 4th series win in a row. Tonight, they open a 4-game set in San Diego against the Padres. NFL former Packers tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, how does he think the Jets will do with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think it's very wise for any betting man to say that Aaron Rodgers is not going to make the playoffs. I mean, if you even just look at his total career, he's only missed it a very few times. And most of the times he has missed has been from injury. And I know even I've been on one of the teams, even when he did miss the majority of the season because of injury, he still came back.
That's David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 74. For tonight, showers and storms and a low around 63. On Friday, slight chance of a storm, otherwise mostly sunny, highs near 77. Saturday, scattered storms, mostly cloudy, high of 89. It's 64 at our studios.
That's all you got to do is sing. To sing and get famous, as James Brown been singing 20 years. I don't know what James is talking about. I met him once at Saturday Night Live. I walked up and said, James, I love your stuff. James is.
You better do that.
At the end of every sentence, he ended off with, everything. He said, you get mad, you start putting the needle back saying, what did I just miss?
Send it up, and the people say,
a James Brown lyric. He's writing a song, so I need a word here.
Hey!
That's good. And get this song going, all the songs sounded the same. Jamie going,
Sabbath up, the bond of people think I'm a dog, or do mine, sis, little you see you. Hey! That's I don't know. They made you, that was that, want people know you now. Jump back, wanna kiss myself.
Side. That song has had so many incarnations. A lot of people recorded it over the years, but the one we remember most, the Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody. And although it wasn't written for the movie Ghost, obviously it was already a hit song, that's where everybody knows it from the movie Ghost. What a great tune. Hey, good morning. It's 6:11. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here for local news and timeless hits at WRJM. Someone posted a photo online of a piece of paper they found on the ground outside a local grocery store. Now, they thought it was a shopping list at first, but it wasn't. Instead, it had a list of names with a pre-printed font at the top that said, "People I want to punch in the face." It listed names and specific times. Now, we're thinking it was probably not a real list of people who needed a punch in the face, because above the times, the word carts was written. So we're thinking maybe a manager of the grocery store was keeping track of who needed to gather the carts on the parking lot, and they just had a fun notepad on hand to use. Or, if they didn't put the carts in, maybe they're getting a punch in the face. Boy, wouldn't you like to put together a list of people who needed a punch in the face? You don't really punch them, but they need a punch in the face. Oh, I need a whole pad. Here's CCR. There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Ooh. Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Better get while the getting's good. Get your ride to the end of the highway where the neon's trying to hood. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Ooh. You can find the perpetual motion. Fix your mind.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. Almost 60 years, nearly 60 years after they recorded this song, they're still performing it on stage. Here come the Stones, Satisfaction. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I can't get no when I'm driving in my That they're still performing that song on stage nearly 60 years later. And you know what? It sounds exactly the same. Mick Jagger's voice hasn't changed one iota in 60 years. He looks a lot older, but his voice hasn't changed. All right, a lot of bad news in the world. How about a good news story now? A feel-good story. This is about a 105-year-old woman who just got her master's degree from Stanford 83 years late. She finished all of her classes back in 1941, but never finished her senior thesis because Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. She married her husband before he went off to war, then focused on her family. Now, Stanford doesn't have a thesis requirement for a Master of Arts degree anymore, so they just gave her the diploma and said she deserves it. So at 105, last Sunday, she finally received her diploma, 80-plus years late, from Stanford. Isn't that nice? What a great story. What a good feel-good story this morning. I needed a feel-good story. All right. It's 619. We're looking for cloudy weather. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs near 74. Partly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 63. Sunshine tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, partly sunny. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms and sunny on Sunday with a high near 85. Right now at Radio Park, some fog. It is foggy. 64 degrees. I look at our tower in the back. And you can only see half the tower because the clouds are so low. And it was kind of, you know, freaky to see that.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Huh? Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around hoping, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, anything rash. Dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays the fool.
Everybody Plays the Fool. Local news, Tamless Hits at WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. Now, I don't know what I could do with this information. However, did you know there are no laws preventing the NBA, the NFL, or any other sports league from rigging their games? Again, I don't know what I'm going to do with that information. Sounds like, you know, it's valuable. The Everly Brothers, Bye Bye Love.
Bye Bye Love. Bye Bye Happiness. Hello Loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry.
Brothers was married to somebody famous or famous relative. I've got to look that up for you. I'll get the information shortly. It just dawned on me when I'm hearing the end of the song. I think Phil Everly. Let me look him up for a second here. I think Phil Everly was married to somebody who had a famous relative. I mean, real famous. Let me just look it up here for a second. I hate to do this while we're on the air, but it's bothering me, and I don't like when things are hanging around. All right, Phil Everly, he was... Let's see who he was married to here. I don't think he was married. Maybe he was. No. Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was Don Everly. It was one of the Everly brothers. Or maybe somebody from the Everly brothers was. I don't know. God, I shouldn't have started that. It just dawned on me, you know, when I'm hearing the end of the song. Wait a second. They're married to somebody famous. All right. Sometimes the best laid plans don't work out. San Antonio was supposed to be hosting a World Naked Bike Ride event last Saturday. No naked bike riders showed up. Now, I want to know what made them so sure naked bike riders would show up in the first place.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was a few minutes of concern in the darkness of Racine's North Beach last night. At just after 9, dispatch got a call about a missing 4-year-old at the beach, and it wasn't known if he was in the water. He wasn't, and was found a short time later nearby. The toddler was okay. Rundown properties in Racine might be getting new life. Last night, a Racine County Board committee gathered to discuss donating 15 properties to the City of Racine's Community Development Authority. The properties are in the Lincoln King neighborhood. The potential property transfers involves land with tax debts. A jet ski crash across the state line in Lake County Tuesday night resulted in the deaths of 2 young girls. The victims, aged 16 and 13, were riding a jet ski when it collided with a cabin cruiser being operated on Lake Marie. The Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Illinois Conservation Police are investigating. The end result is that the Kenosha County Executive has the authority to fire division heads at will. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman's veto to expand her executive powers has survived a veto override attempt. The county board failed to get the required two-thirds majority to override Kirkman's veto. Supporters called the move a plain and simple power grab, while Kirkman said it aligned with voters' wishes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin's new testing requirements for any dairy cow that's going to a county fair come into play today. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Today is the beginning of the Elroy Fair in Elroy, the first fair that will have to implement those testing requirements. Their president says they're ready. Details on the way.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Marie Price is the president of the Elroy Fair Board, and she said as far as these testing requirements are concerned for lactating dairy cows, it's really nothing new for her.
The Wisconsin dairy industry is very resilient, and many years ago, I'm kind of dating myself here, I've been involved in the fair industry for over 40 years, and it was common. We had to, the week before the fair, get a brucellosis blood test, and since we've eradicated that disease from the state of Wisconsin, we've went away from that testing requirement. We no longer have to do that. So I think this is just a bump in the road that we're going to see until we get all the protocols in place and everything organized. But I really do not see this have a long-term impact.
Marie Price, president of the Elroy Fair Board, their fair starting today. She said the number one item they want to focus on, making sure that fairgoers know everything connected to the dairy industry, meat as well as dairy products, are still safe. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection yesterday announced that to date, the National Veterinary Services Laboratory has confirmed the presence of high-path avian influenza in more than 100 dairy herds in 12 states, including Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, but not Wisconsin.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And popular farm store Blaine's Farm and Fleet has announced they're promoting Mark Hasting to Chief Executive Officer and President, and also Kim Treese to Chief Stores Officer. Jane Blaine Gilbertson will continue as Executive Chair of the Board and remain the sole owner of Blaine's Farm and Fleet and Blaine Supply Incorporated. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 74. For tonight, showers and storms and a low around 63. On Friday, slight chance of a storm, otherwise mostly sunny, highs near 77. Saturday, scattered storms, mostly cloudy, high of 89. Right now, it's 62.
Remember when you were a kid and they told you you shouldn't drink? Well, you really shouldn't drink. It's not going to solve all your problems. You're just going to forget about them for a little while. All right, line them up. Sounds good to me. It's better than thinking about this all the time. I drink so much more now, so much more. And not like that fun happy hour drinking either. Ever since I had kids, it's more like standing alone at the kitchen sink kind of drinking. Daddy's a lot more fun when he gets some of his magic juice inside of him. Every picture my daughter draws of me now has me with a martini glass. It's just a triangle, a stick, and my three fingers. Yeah, three fingers. She's not that bright, but she's a good kid. She makes a mean drink, too. You'd like her. No, it's good. Alcohol's good. It's right? This is a communal way to be happy. You're all in it together. You're thinking the same way. It's a good thing. That's why I don't like antidepressants. Sneaky way to be happy, right? Just brushing your teeth alone in the morning, popping a pill. Yay! I love Mondays. No, you don't. You're a liar. You're cheating the system. Really, you order a martini at the end of the day, you're telling everyone in that room, you know what, I woke up this morning, looked myself in the mirror and said, today is gonna be the day. Once again, it didn't work out. So I'm gonna drink three of these, say something inappropriate to that waitress over there, pass out and try again tomorrow.
Some 5, 6:39 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. And Melissa Donaldson is here, head of Digital Services and Innovation. See, I'm not that bad. I can remember something every once in a while. I'm not totally stupid. A little bit. Remember, I couldn't find who one of the Everly Brothers was married to. Well, it turns out the Everly Brothers weren't married to anybody famous. But Don Everly's daughter, Erin Everly, was married to Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses. And I found that out because I was going to go nuts. And this interview, I was going to send Melissa home. We can't do the interview. I got to figure out who she's married to. It was nice having you. We'll reschedule some other time. But it didn't work out like that. A lot going on at the library. I just got out at the library, two DVDs, because I'm going away for a couple of days. And we're going to where they filmed the movie Grumpy Old Men in Washaba, Minnesota. And I had to see the movie because we're taking pictures of where the sites are so we can, you know, put ourselves in there. So we got that. You happen to have it at the library. Who knew that was going to be on your shelf? And then Dumb Money. Do you remember that movie?
No.
This was the whole thing with GameStop. True story. How they stock of GameStop soared. And you got that for me out of the Lake Geneva Library.
Yep.
Within like 2 days, it was in. I don't know how you guys work that fast. First of all, to find it would take me a week. And then to have somebody schlep over to Lake Geneva to go pick it up.
Well, we have a great team at the library and at all the libraries. So we're part of a multi-county system.
So we get stuff from all over, from Racine, Walworth.
But did he drive, the person, did they drive all the way to Lake Geneva to get my movie?
No. So every libraries tend to share very well with each other. So they have people at staff at their libraries who pull materials for other libraries, just like we have staff who pull materials for other libraries. So we're really, really good at sharing.
Hi, it just seems like when I ask for something, it's there in 2 days, and somebody had to go schlep over to Lake Geneva to go get it. Whoa. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about the STEAM program. And again, STEAM stands for, it's an acronym for?
Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math.
You like the fact that I knew the word acronym?
Yeah.
Was that good?
Yeah.
I learned that at the library. Okay, so what's going on there? A lot of these programs, I think all of them, for the most part, open to all ages. And if they're not all ages, it's on the younger side it's open to.
Yes.
So, yeah. Which is good. It keeps the young folks involved. Yep. So let's talk about the first program here, STEAM. What's going on?
Yeah, so we have our Summer of Play STEAM Challenge for 2024. This is the Innovation Lab's summer, like the library has summer reading programs. This is our version of the summer reading program. There's no reading involved, but there is a lot of STEM activities, STEAM activities on Beanstack, which is our app. For the summer reading program, for the STEAM challenge, and for adults.
Okay.
This year. So, yeah. So, you'll do, learn, there's games to play, you can learn to code, and every time you complete
it. Now, what does that mean? I hear that so much when people we're coding. What does that mean?
It's another word for programming.
Okay. So, why can't we just say that? I know.
It's easier to say coding.
But as I get older, the words are changing, and I'm not changing with the words. You are, because that's your line of work. But every once in a while, my daughter will say something to me too, because she's heavily into these video games with multiple screens like I am here, and with people all over the country. And she uses these terms. I say, "What are you talking about?" I have become my grandparents, and I don't know when that happened. All of a sudden, I woke up and I'm my grandparents.
I think we all do at some point.
Okay, yeah. So coding, they learn programming.
Yeah, so you learn a little bit of everything. There's the activities that you do, and every time you complete an activity, you earn a ticket.
Ooh.
And then that ticket, and again, this is all online through our Beanstack app. Then you can choose what prize you want to enter in your tickets for a chance to win. And we have some pretty cool prizes this year. We have a Switch Lite, an Apple iPad, and Apple AirPods. So those people can...
So if you attend these programs, you earn tickets, and then you can cash them in.
So this is all online.
It's online.
So all you do the activities through the app, you respond what you did for the activity, and then you get a ticket. So, yeah.
The other day, I'm reading a story about this kid who had no arms, and they were trying to help this poor kid, and through the use of a 3D printer, they made him an arm. Then they made him a second arm, and now this kid has two arms that are workable, and he could do stuff for the first time in his life with his arms. And you have an introduction to 3D printing.
Yep.
I still can't grasp the concept of 3D printing in my head. I know people have told me, you can print this, you can build a Lamborghini with 3D printing. I understand you can do it, but I've got to see it sometime.
So you have to come down and visit us sometime and check us out, because we do, we usually have people in the Innovation Lab most of the time. We're open, not all the time, but you can come down and check us out.
So when they do a 3D print, is it plastic?
Yep, so it comes up on a roll, like a round roll of...
is it cheap, like flimsy plastic? Because they can't make this kid's arm out of flimsy plastic.
So there's different types of filament that we can buy. We mainly use PLA, which is a little bit harder.
Okay.
There are others that are softer, like TPU. They're a little rubbery.
So the program, the introduction to 3D printing, which is just mind-blowing, takes place. You have the next class, I think, in July.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have one in August. Registration is required, and you got to do it online. RacineLibrary.info to register.
Correct.
And how old do you have to be?
This one is for adults.
Okay.
So we're going a little more in depth into it.
You don't want kids making keys to open up their school.
Well, you'd in order to do that, you'd actually have to have the file that has the exact key on it. So it's not
You don't just like, it's not like a copy machine where you put the key underneath the thing and make.
I mean, there are scanners where you can get 3D scanners and do stuff like that, but I would be worried about it actually breaking inside the key. Like, it's not like.
You don't want them making copies of your parents' keys for their cars either.
No. Well, none of that would work. Everything's so electronic nowadays.
Oh, man. I am so far out of it. Oh, man. I'm going to go home to my...
I don't even have a key.
My record player and cassette deck and my VHS player and enjoy my life. All right, so that's introducing to 3D printing. The next one is July 15th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then there's one on August 12th at 10 a.m. Again, registration required at racinelibrary.info. Great. Well, that's good. I always feel so dumb when you come in here. After you leave, I'm like, I don't know anything. The last time... When I was a kid, when I used the library, I used to use the encyclopedias to cheat and make... Well, I wasn't cheating. I was using my book, getting a report. Right. But I used that for information. And every kid in the school had the same idea. So you used to wait for that, Encyclopedia Britannica edition to be put back on the shelf.
And well, now you don't. Now
I know.
Encyclopedia Britannica is available through...
Is it still around?
It is, but an online version, so we have an online version. They might still have a hardcover version.
Well, they used to have... Let me tell you what my parents had in the house. We had a set of encyclopedias. Now, the year was probably the late 60s, around there, or maybe early 70s. Our encyclopedias were copyrighted in 1939.
Oh, wow.
So World War II hadn't happened yet.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I mean, I remember when we got our first... a set of World Book Encyclopedias, because believe it or not, I was around before the internet was a thing. It was probably I was in high school when it became more mainstream. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
I do remember a time without the internet.
I remember when I first got it. My daughter wanted it for CompuServe. Remember CompuServe? It was the forerunner to AOL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got the internet with the dial-up and that all those noises.
Man.
And
yep.
And nobody can be on the phone.
Right. Correct.
the landline phone because he'd interrupt it and they'd have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, Melissa Donaldson is here. She's head of digital services and innovation. I got to say it in that order or I forget. At the Racine Public Library. More coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Ever take a vacation? Let's talk about hotels and junk fees. Junk fees are these surprise charges that just pop up when you check in. They're called resort fees or curation fees or some other vague junk that wasn't included in the price when you booked your hotel online. Hotel junk fees cost travelers an average of $26 a night, roughly $3 billion a year according to Consumer Reports. So how do you avoid them? You do your homework. Now, sometimes a website's going to have like a display total price button that you can click. But the surest way is to just pick up the phone and call the hotel before you book. While they're not obligated to tell you anything online, I found that friendly front desk folks usually can give me the straight story. It's worth $26 a night to make that phone call. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
And my guest is Melissa Donaldson, Head of Innovation and Digital Services at the Racine Public Library. We're talking about all the programs coming up. So far, they're pretty fascinating and scary. All right, tech intros. Now, this is for your iPhone.
Yes.
101. Now, phones used to be, when I first, I'm not talking about landlines, but the first cell phones, it was a bag phone I had. Mm-hmm. It did one thing. It made a phone call. And you just had to make sure you had a signal and you were good. Then came the flip phones. And they took pictures, but they were pretty bad. I mean, you maybe can make out there was a human being in the picture. Maybe. And then came the iPhones the way they are today. Mm-hmm. And they keep getting better and better and better. And with every new thing they put on the iPhones, I want to go back to the flip phone. So talk about the tech intros for the iPhone.
Yeah. So this is just... if you want to learn how to use your phone better, or maybe you got a new phone and you don't know how it quite works. But we do like a basic presentation going over some basic settings and stuff like that for the iPhone. And then you're allowed to ask your question. So if you have a specific question related to your phone, you're welcome to ask that question at this event.
So I never do the downloads. They always say, well, it's a new download. We're at 16.10 or whatever it is. I never do it because when I do it, it changes everything on the phone and I can't find stuff.
Mm.
And it frustrates me because when I have to need something, I need it in a hurry. I can't wait. And there's no one to call except you. And
yeah.
I'll get your personal phone number later on. You can help me. So it's not that I'm afraid of the latest technology. Somebody's got to explain it to me. Mm-hmm. And once they explain it to me, it's like here when I first came in here. This is all not the way it was in radio, the way it is now. But you live and learn. You learn it, and you learn how to figure it out. But when something goes wrong, it's like DEFCON 1. Yeah. So this is good. So who's this open to?
This is open to adults as well. So this is anybody 18 and older.
You know, and people's iPhones. I watch these police videos. Every one of these people that's arrested, they have this iPhone welded into their hand and they won't let go of it. It's like their lifeline and they can't. Their heart will stop beating if they let go of their iPhones. They're holding on to these things. The cops just put it down. No, I can't. I can't put it down. All these young people in big crowds have their phones in their hands. Mm-hmm. It's like they've got to stay connected to them.
Mm-hmm. It's a great tool as a parent, I could tell you that.
What, to threaten to take it away?
No. Oh. No.
I know what just did.
No, I could tell where my kids are.
Well, yeah, you get that Find My Phone function on it, which is invaluable.
Yes.
You know, my daughter is in her 40s. She lives in Florida. And I said, leave that on because I want to know if there's a problem, I can find you in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want Keith Morrison from Dateline coming up to my door saying, you know, your daughter's missing. But it is. And she doesn't mind it.
Right. I mean, it's just like my husband and I both share a location.
With my wife, too. But when my brother went on a road trip with his wife, I said, Jeff, please let me find my phone on there. And then you can turn it off when the trip's over. Just so I know in case there's a problem. And they do. And it is a wonderful tool to have.
Absolutely.
And then
Absolutely.
The police can find out who murdered somebody by the pings on the cell phones. Mm-hmm. They can find out if you're lying or not.
But they've been doing that for a while, though.
I know,
that wasn't just a smartphone
but
tool.
But what a great tool to finding out if somebody's lying or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the crooks get, you know, the mice get smarter, the people who run the mouse traps get a little smarter, too. All right. Minecraft Club. Now, this is for grades 6 through 12, young people. Minecraft. I know it's a video game.
Yes.
But I'm not sure what it is.
It's kind of like a world that you can build. And it's kind of an 8-bit. So it's like
Now, 8-bit, which means...
It looks like it's 8-bit, but it's not high graphics, if you know what I mean. You build in blocks, like little square blocks, okay, and you can build different things.
Okay, so it's low-tech looking. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, low-tech, high-tech. But people build some really awesome stuff on there. Like, there's modding. We've just had a couple Minecraft modding classes earlier this summer. So there's a lot you could do. There's a whole, following with Minecraft. And really, I'm really surprised because Minecraft has been around for a while. I mean, my kids were playing it when they were, 3 and 4.
Now, you have to learn how to play it in order to teach it.
I'm not the one actually running these, so it's my innovators and residents and my interns who are running.
Your 12-year-olds who work for you.
No, my 16 to 18-year-olds who are...
okay, that's good.
I've played it, and I've run some stuff. I could do basic stuff, but I am nowhere near a pro at it.
When Super Mario was out years ago, I got involved in it for some reason. One of these things you just start playing. It was my daughter's game, and I'm playing it. And I came home from work at 9 in the morning, and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I finished the whole thing. Now, I had a cheater thing on it, so I can, get as many lives as I want. But I finished it, and I called everybody in the world to say, I got through. I'm at the end of Super Mario Brothers. I got the whole game. People saying, do you need help? Do we need to send somebody over there now? Did you take your medication today? But it is. It's a thrilling thing when you... Mm-hmm. To play these games and win.
Well, and this is, I don't necessarily know if this is a game of winning. It's a game of creating. Okay. So, they have different levels where you can actually lose life, or you could be.
Not your life, the game life.
The game life. Or you can be in creative mode where you can just build things all day. Yeah. That's, if I play Minecraft, that's where I like to be, because thinking about if a creeper is going to kill me today is just not. Not my thing.
Wow. Registration required. Go to racinelibrary.info to register for all the time. It's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Mondays, it's through August 27th. Mondays, grades 6 through 12. Coding classes. Now, this is programming.
Right.
I learned that word, and this is honestly true. I just learned that word a few minutes ago when you came in here.
Yeah.
Coding is programming. So you want people to get started on their coding journey.
Yep. So this is for kids and tweens, so up to 12, age 12. This is for it's coding by block coding. That's what we call it, block coding. So you grab a piece and you put it together like a puzzle. So there's no memorization of code per se. Like, you're not hand typing it all out. You're grabbing a piece of the puzzle, plopping it on your screen. And then,
by the way, that loud noise is her dropping her phone on the desk, just so you know. Okay. It's not her dropping her head on the counter. It's the phone. Okay, so you learn how to program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, program what?
What we do, various games, either games or projects. So we have a book that we work through with the kids to help them learn how to use it. And then you can use it, once you learn it, you can use it to create whatever you want. You can make little mini TV episodes in it. You can make your own video games in it. So it's a pretty cool thing.
Now, you have to stay on top of all this stuff all the time. You read a lot of magazines on innovation and digital?
Mostly online, that kind of stuff.
You have to keep on